The graduation rate for Native American students in the Buffalo Public Schools is just 52%, compared to the district average of 65%. But the school district hasn't been spending all of its Title VI grant money, which is supposed to address the unique cultural, language, and academic needs of Native students. Selena Irene, treasurer of the district's Native American Parent-Student Committee, brings this up at the October school board meeting.
What's most concerning to me is our increasing amount of grant money that was returned to the federal government. The size of our grant with our high needs population, we sent back $20,000. This should never happen.
The official amount that didn't get spent last year was $22,764, according to the district's annual grant performance report. That's 10% of the total grant. Another nearly $29,000 was left unspent during the 2017-2018 school year. Here's Superintendent Kreiner Cash responding to Irene at the same meeting.
I never want to give money back for anything. So if we're giving money back, I want to know why and how and be part of that conversation and part of that solution.
Cash also said he would attend the next meeting of the Native American Parent-Student Committee, which the district is required to consult about how to spend its Title VI funds.
I certainly will put on my calendar November 12, 6 p.m. To attend that meeting.
The superintendent sent Chief Academic Officer Ann Botticelli instead, which she says is not unusual.
Dr. Cash frequently has cabinet members attend meetings on his behalf.
At the meeting Botticelli and other district officials attended, Native American parents and teachers voiced frustration over what they say is continued disrespect. Bonnie General Vasquez is a social studies teacher at PS 19, the Native American Magnet School.
Native students and just Native people in general are often invisible in any campus that they're at, whether it's the elementary level, whether it's the high school level, district as a whole, college campuses. We are often invisible on the campus. We are a very marginalized group in education, in society.
General Vasquez is co-chair of the Native American Parent-Student Committee, and she says she's worried about the future of the Title VI grant if the district continues not spending it all.
I just think it sends the wrong message to the federal government about the use of our funds, possibly, you know, saying to the federal government that, hey, maybe they don't need a project grant.
Title VI is part of the 1964 Civil Rights Act. It prohibits discrimination in federal funding based on race, color, or national origin. Title VI Indian Education Formula grants were made available a few years later, and Buffalo Public Schools is a longtime recipient. The grant helps pay for academic support and counseling for Native students and professional development for their teachers, among other services. Assistant Superintendent of Multilingual Education, Nadia Nashir, says the district is home to about 500 Native American students.
One of our instructional priorities is to ensure that our schools and our classrooms look like and sound like our students.
Nashir's division managed the Title VI grant for the first time during the 2018-2019 school year. And she acknowledges the frustration of Native parents and teachers.
I understand their disappointment. Our goal and our intention is to always spend every dollar.
Jenna Kolarik works with Nashir as Director of Multilingual Education. She says unanticipated staff turnover and lower actual costs for some budgeted materials contributed to the leftover funds.
We were aware that there would be extra funding at the beginning October of last school year. And it was brought to the attention of the parent committee in November of last year.
Between November and February, Kolarik says, the committee deliberated about what the money should be spent on. She also says the district has expanded its services for Native American students from just 3 or 4 schools to a new high of 15. General Vasquez says she supports the efforts, but she also worries that the district is losing the focus of its Native American magnet school, which has seen a steady decline in the number of enrolled Native students.
The only reason that school exists is because of the Title VI and the Native community, or that school would have been demolished, or it wouldn't be here today. So the district, in its attempts to build us up throughout, has to not lose focus on building the foundation.
District officials say they look forward to continuing to work with the Parent-Student Committee and improving programming for Native American students. Kyle Mackey, WBFO News.